Now, as discussed, one of the key findings in this final installment is around PRASA, the rail agency, because Chief Justice Zondo, when he handed over that report, has said that the rail agency has been crippled by mismanagement, by corruption, by sustained theft and vandalism of its infrastructure. So the report covers the issues of governance, the breakdown of the relationship between Lucky Montana and Brian Molefe, what steps should be taken, as well as Zondo saying that there should be a new special commission to look into why PRASA was allowed to fail. Now, one of the people that did testify at the Zondo Commission was PRASA's head of legal risk and compliance, Martha Ngoy, about what happened there. Martha is a whistleblower. She joins us now. Martha, good afternoon to you. Thanks for your time. No doubt you've been up all night reading this report. What is your reaction to Zondo's findings regarding PRASA?
Good afternoon, Mandy, and good afternoon to your listeners as well. I've read through the PRASA section of the report, and I believe that there's a lot in it for PRASA in particular and for state-owned entities in general. In fact, I believe that there's a lot to learn for those that are charged with providing oversight over SOEs, from the boards to the executives to Parliament, Chapter 9 institutions. There's a couple of issues that really stand out for me in the report. For instance, I hear you've been talking about the commission. I welcome the setting up of the commission, and I really wish that the president would go through with setting up with this commission and we delve deeper into the issues pertaining to PRASA, because there's a lot more that still must be uncovered within PRASA. Secondly, you know, one thing that stood out for me was where he spoke about those who have got, you know, power and have been given oversight to the organizations to always act in the best interest of the organization. You know, one of the recommendations that the chairman makes of the State Capture Commission is, especially where I'm concerned and the issues that I've been fighting throughout, is around the appointment of the Sofumbo transaction, you know. And I'm happy with the proposition that this matter must be investigated further. And we must all be looked into, all of us, without a doubt. And I've got absolutely no qualms with that, you know, because I've given evidence at the State Capture Commission. I know what where I am and what my evidence is around that. I know what is before me. And what makes me happy, Mandy, is the fact that all those people, even those that have left PRASA, will be subjected to investigation on this, because it's been a few of us.
Right.
Who's been, you know, dealt with in the manner that we have around these specific issues, even though we've given evidence to the commission.
Martha, now that this report has been released, you obviously went to the commission, you testified, you are a whistleblower. How do you feel about the outcomes of the Zondo Commission and the report and the recommendations made personally, on a personal level?
Well, I'm happy, Mandy. I mean, it's long overdue. You know, it needed to come out and we needed to see what is said in there. You know, my view has always been, if there is something wrong that I have done, let me account for it. And I'm happy to do that. I'm quite comfortable. And I think the Chief Justice has spared no one as far as the PRASA portfolio is concerned. You know, from the ministers to the various boards to Parliament and everybody that needs to account. I mean, he went in detail also on Tuli Montana's Madonsela's report. You know, the first derailed report. He went into great detail on it. He went into great detail on our being fired. You know, and I think those issues are important and they needed to be dealt with. So I'm very happy with the report. And let's account if we need to account. And this commission must just happen. We must just go through with it.
Absolutely.
And be objective, yeah.
Martha, thank you. Thank you for speaking to us, and thank you for going to the commission and giving evidence there as well. Martha Ngoy, PRASA whistleblower. Okay. Thank you. So Martha, of course, had testified at the Zondo Commission. As she says, everybody needs to be accountable. She welcomes that. She welcomes the findings, the recommendation of a commission into PRASA specifically. Some serious findings there by Zondo. Interesting tweet today from Ethel Williams, who is the Bain whistleblower. He's been on this show before, and he says, It is deeply offensive to hear government and business spout platitudes about care and support for state capture whistleblowers. If they cared, they would stop talking and do something. Instead, they're waiting for us to be killed or run out of money or just disappear. He says he's refused all media interviews on the topic. The report changes nothing about the continued atrocious treatment of whistleblowers by the South African government and corporate SA. They are literally ignoring us and standing by while we suffer retaliation and hostility. And it is the whistleblowers, you know, I say this all the time, that went to the Zondo Commission, that exposed the rot, that assisted the journalists in highlighting state capture, and they need to be protected.